to 9. So it's a math pattern which you have to have the correct tempo. And if I slow down or go fast, we will not be in sync. And the drummer and the feet are in sync with what I'm saying.
Do you have a drumming background?
Yeah, well, if you're a choreographer for Indian dance, you have to know music, you have to know the drumming, and you have to know how to dance. So if you don't know those three, you can't conduct.
That is incredible.
Well, I'm glad you all enjoyed it, and it was a lot of fun working with the jazz.
What made you put the video element into it, which I truly enjoyed?
Yeah, it was great.
The color, the emotion.
You know, because normally this is a classical art form, and we have to explain. We normally talk about it, the spiritual aspect of it. And since we didn't have that time, we felt the videos would help telling the 10 incarnations of Vishnu. You know, the fish, the tortoise, the half-man, half-lion, the dwarf, and all the way to Buddha and the warriors. So we just thought the background would always help, including the first piece, which was very geometrical. It was very much in staccato 3. Ta, tai, tai, yum, da, tam.
And one of the girls was singing that part, right?
No, it was a different part. So that's like the first lesson they try to say. But the ghatam, the clay pot, the drum, the mridangam, and me were in sync, while the singer has a hard job, because most singers cannot sing with this art form, because
it's
they
the
cannot keep the time.
That's what I was saying. I was saying to her, I was like, that is very complex, especially, I think one of the girls was singing a part, and I was like, I couldn't count it.
Wonderful. Well, I'm really glad that you all noticed all the nuances.
Do you listen to John McLaughlin at all?
With
Shakti?
Yeah.
That was very interesting. And he's got a band now, The Fourth Dimension, that's playing Indian influence music.
Yeah. You know, everyone has attempted it, and it's terrific. But very few have managed to do Carnatic. This is South Indian music versus North Indian. So Ravi Shankar had done North Indian and tabla, but the clay pot has almost never been done. So this was the first time you probably saw the clay pot.
It's incredible. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your name again is?
Swati Bhise.
So you're feeling good tonight. What's good news for you tonight?
Good news is that my students were amazing, and I think the audience liked it, so we're very happy.
Let me ask the last question. What about Rainbow World Peace? What's peace mean to you?
Peace is actually only art. Art is the only thing that you can cross every barrier, and you lose yourself in music and dance, and then you don't need the United Nations, any security councils. There will be peace all over the world.
We celebrate the International Day of Peace for the UN, 193 countries. September 21st is the day.
Wonderful.
We ask thousands of people, and we have an event in Times Square. I want to invite you, and Central Park.
I would love to be there, and may music reach every part, and may we not judge anyone based on country, religion, and color.
I love it. So is that what peace means to you?
Absolutely. I just want to know that everyone is the same all over the world, and human beings have to learn to tolerate each other.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.